Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, and well, good morning again. Good morning, Northeast Coast in America, and good evening to the Philippines and Southeast Asian region. I think good afternoon in the Middle East section of the world. Welcome to our Sunday show called DNP, Your Disruptive Nurse Perspective. My name is Kay. I'm one of your hosts, together with our co-hosts, Paul and Anna, which will be following shortly. So welcome and happy International Nurses Day. This is very important topic day and day that we will be able to welcome everyone to this United States that we always think of, this American dream that we will always think of. Without further ado, we have a special guest today, and I'd like to introduce to you our very own ANA president. She is our 30, let me see, 38th president for American Nurse Association that handles and covers the 5.5 million RNs in the United States. Let's welcome Dr. Jennifer Kennedy.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Good morning. Happy International Nurse Day. Belated Happy Nurses Week and Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all.
You have a very busy week.
It is, and I believe next week is a Happy Hospital Week,
Wait.
correct?
Yeah, we got Hospital Week, and then May is also Asian Pacific American Heritage Month too, so lots
I
going on.
know, correct. Thank you so much, Dr. Kennedy, for joining us today. This is very important that you accepted our invitation to be here to greet everyone on this International Nurses Day. You want to greet them and everyone, please write where you are coming from and where you're viewing us.
That would be wonderful to see that. I'm on the West Coast out, so I appreciate that. But it's so good to see everyone. And the Nurses Week theme here was Nurses Make the Difference. And it was selected to encourage nurses and other healthcare professionals, employers, community leaders, and the public to recognize and promote the vast contributions and positive impact that nurses make. And would be remiss if I didn't remind people, though, that in the United States, the American public has polled nurses as the most honest and ethical profession for over 23 years now. So that's a testament to how people respect and believe in nurses here.
I would like to share a story, Dr. Kennedy, one time because I sighed away on my journey when I was a traveling nurse, and I went into an event industry, and they told me, "Kay, this is our first time to work with a nurse."
Oh,
That's what, yeah. So they said we're very confident. We don't have to think about problems. We will always know that nurses will cover issues as we go along because, as we all know, events is one of the most stressful industry aside from healthcare, of course, right? It has a different level of stress. When I deal with a lot of brides, they said this is the most stressful event preparation. But when they are being taken care of an event, I would say professional, that is also a nurse. They said the trust and peace of mind is there. They don't have to worry. So thank you for emphasizing that it is indeed for many, many years that nurses has been the number one trusted professional. And as an advocate here, with together with my co-host Anna, where are
Hello.
you right now?
Hello, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Clay. Good morning, Ms. Jennifer. I'm Anna. I'm in New York right now. I just came out of work. I work nights. I have a rough night, level one trauma. And but I cannot miss this opportunity to meet, Ms. Jennifer Kennedy. I hear so many great things about you. And thank you, Clay, for hooking up really. It's just the right word. So happy Nurses Week, happy Mother's Day for each and everyone. And thank you so much for being here. We are going to learn so much about from Ms. Jennifer. Everyone asked a lot of questions, and I said, I'm not going to answer them. Ms. Jennifer will answer them with the help of me. Welcome, Ms. Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, Dr. Kennedy, just a quick overview. What are the programs of ANA that you like to highlight for this event, especially this special season?
Yep, absolutely. A little bit about the American Nurses Association. There's a couple. We have several entities that people are probably familiar with, but they're connected. The American Nurses Association, really, which focuses on advocacy and our government affairs, our scope and standards, and a lot of our nursing policies and practice pieces. Then we have the American Nurses Credentialing Center. And ANCC is known around the world, actually, for magnet designation pathways, as well as certifications and other types of programs. And then we have the American Nurses Foundation. And the American Nurses Foundation does a lot of philanthropic work. There are grants that are done, but then we also do a lot of surveys. We did a lot of touch points, and we still do a lot of touch points, like the Pulse of the Nation's Nurses, to know what nurses are feeling and what's going on in the nursing in the nursing world, and continue to track how a nurse is doing. And additionally, I wanted to point out our well-being initiative, which are free resources on the website for nurses who might want to take a confidential mental health assessment and look for resources if they're feeling stressed or need someone to talk to.
Thank you very much for that, Dr. Kennedy. A lot of our viewers are actually new nurses and international nurses. Mm-hmm. So one thing that when we enter this field, as for my experience, mm-hmm. as soon as I get here in the United States, I didn't really have a lot of information. There was not a lot of mentor that is helping me and navigate my journey here. And it mm-hmm. comes to the, definitely like a little frustration, but because I think the expectations are very high for the little amount of time that we have to adapt to. And I have seen a lot during my travel nursing for 16 years. A lot of them have showed, you know, burnout or frustration, mm-hmm. and they become disconnected. But when I was new here, I think one factor that kept me really surviving and going with the flow is I was able to connect myself to professional organization. I became active with AORN, which is the American mm-hmm. Operating Room Nurses Association. And it really helped me develop my skills. I feel confident. I feel comfortable to take care of my patients in a safe way. And that kind of helped me, you know, boost my a little bit trust in myself and confidence and be able to be where I am successfully. Unfortunately, not a lot of new nurses, international nurses, will be able to have that confidence mm-hmm. leading out to burnout and exit and exodus. And think very, very important that you highlight there that you have that mental awareness. This is free. Is this free service for every member?
It is free service for any nurse. No, members are not.
Yeah, thank you. And the importance of identifying nursing organization is very, very crucial when you start. And I'll be telling you, I was not very active together. I would say a lot of frontliners are sometimes disconnected to the resources that they have. For those people who are like having hesitation to join an organization, mm-hmm. what will be your message to them that will be for them to understand more the importance of being part of it?
No, absolutely. I think there's a lot of different reasons you go ahead and join, and those reasons may change over time. But first, especially as a new nurse, joining allows you to be aware of what's going on within your organization and the resources that are provided that you might be missing. And many of these organizations, like the American Nurses Association, has state level organizations. So when you join, for instance, the Oregon Nurses Association, you're also a member of the American Nurses Association. So you can get the resources and join the community of nurses in your own state in the United States, but also have those resources at the national level. And if you may not, you know, want to get involved quite yet, or you're not ready, but you'll also have those opportunities to dialogue with colleagues, meet new people, you know, get to see different types of organizations. So it helps you to meet and greet and kind of learn the local area, I think, a lot better, and then help you to, and then when you decide when you do want to get involved, that will be there for you to help you step into committee work or on the boards or to advocate at the state or federal level when you have that opportunity. But everyone's life's a little bit different, so you just take up on that opportunity when it fits into your life.
Great. Anna, would you like to share some of your experiences when you were working in home care? Now, we're going to a little topic that you had experience in home care. And Jennifer and I interacted in this LinkedIn post that I shared that one of our unfortunate home care nurse was assaulted and you heard that. Can you give us like your own experience on how you felt when you started here in the United States as a new nurse in a new country?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know about much resources, and did you feel safe?
Before I answer that, I would like to mention that before I became an AORN member, I became a member of American Nurses Association 9 years ago when I first arrived in U.S. I always want to be belong in a community that I could learn about, because when I arrived here 9 years ago, I was so scared of malpractice. And the best thing that I can learn is by reading journals free from American Nurses Association. So being in an organization, being a member, have a lot of benefits. And then later on, I joined the AORN. So going back to your question, I mentioned that I am an OR nurse by profession from the Philippines for 12 years. But when I arrived in New York 9 years ago, I worked in a nursing home for the babies, exactly nursing home, newborn to 18. And as an overtime, I trained home care nursing or the exactrics. Those clients or babies that want to spend a night or two nights with their parents, or those teens who would like to go for an outing or summer vacation. Do I feel safe? No. Even if I know the patient or the client, because I've been taking care of them in a nursing home, I never felt safe because I'm in someone's home, right? I mean, I don't know whose parents. And then before I know it, there's a relative coming on. There's an uncle, a cousin. And so it was not safe. I only did it for 5 times, and I never signed up for it. So I said, this is not for me. I couldn't even sleep, but I work days and nights. And I feel like something's going to happen. So yes, it helped me financially, but mentally, I was always scared. I was always worried. I feel my heart is always 180. During those times. So I said, you know what, I'm not going to do it. I switched from home care to being ambulance nurse whenever my patient will have an appointment for different hospital in New York City. So now that you mentioned that, a lot of immigrant or newly arrived Filipino nurses are sending me a message, hey, Mamana, what do you think about this? In my point of view, imagine me. I already been working in this nursing home for a year, and I'm still scared. Much more if you're a newly arrived, first day arrival in the U.S., and you're doing a home care. You don't even know who to call, what to do if something happened. And I believe the biggest pressure will be from the relatives, from the family of the client. And you don't know the environment. And I have an OCD, Ms. Jennifer, and say, whenever I'm in a new place, I want to know the exit door. I want to know the entrance. How many windows do you have here? Do you have a panic room? But, you know, I'm not allowed to inspect the house. So I said, you know what? I'm not doing it. It's for my peace of mind. I'll work somewhere else. So that was my experience.
Thank you, Anna, for sharing that. And as I mentioned, that Dr. Kennedy and I were engaged in this LinkedIn post that I shared. And I'm very happy that you did, because this is a very important that we need to understand. Mm-hmm. I said, I am a traveling nurse for 16 years. I try to run away from politics for sure. As you obviously see that, right? But one friend told me, Kay, it's not about being, you know, political or being, you know, in that, it's actually policy making. Your information is very important and your network's very important to create changes. Mm-hmm. Then it took me a while to think about it. And I said, that's right. We're here. We're nurses. We're the trusted professionals. Yes. And we have a lot of knowledge and wisdom to share and create a better healthcare work environment for everyone. Why can't we use our position to make a change for better? So Dr. Kennedy, can you introduce to us what ANA is doing in relation to protecting our healthcare work, workforce.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was a home care nurse 20 years ago, and I know the feeling of going into a patient's home and never letting something get between you and the door, because you want to make sure you always have your exit out, which, you know, is dangerous then, but the world's different and it's getting more violent. And so, you know, we're really, really needing to do something different. And so, you know, nurses are at high risk for assaults and violence in the workplace due to their close proximity to patients. And we know this is underreported, and it has really devastating effects. And what we know is that ANA has discovered that as many as one in four nurses have been assaulted in the workplace. Mm-hmm. We really think that number is higher. And so we think also that about 80% of cases go unreported. So it's really important that nurses do speak out and do let people know. But we should have a zero tolerance workplace violence violence prevention plan. And what we're doing specifically is we have helped to introduce the Workplace Violence Prevention for Healthcare and Social Service Workers Act in the 118th Congress. Mm-hmm. This is a federal bill that uses a comprehensive approach and is a bipartisan bill that has a wide coalition of supporters on Republican and Democratic side. And the bill would require the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, we call them OSHA, to develop and implement specific evidence-based national workplace violence prevention standards, and then enforce them in all healthcare and social service work environments, home care, hospital, nursing homes, community, continuously. And we call on OSHA, you know, while we're working on advocating for this bill to be passed, we're still calling on OSHA to persist in the rulemaking process and to immediately release a specific standard on workplace violence within healthcare. The standard should apply to all settings, and we're asking that they utilize their 2016 guidance to allow employers to create prevention programs, because it's not enough to say that a person who assaults a healthcare worker, well, you know, it'll be charged with a felony, because that's after the fact. Yeah. We need to prevent people from getting hurt to begin with. So but we believe OSHA has the authority to do this now. They're not doing it. And so that's why we have actually helped to introduce this bill.
Well, thank you so much. I was reading about it, and I've heard, you know, different states have different policies, and I agree with you that it should not be really hard work by the state. I think it really should be on the federal level. Yeah. And thank you for your hard work in aiming to protect the workforce safety. For me, the least thing that I want to do when I'm doing care for a patient is safety. You know, that's like our VLS ACL, is the scene safe?
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's a scene safe. If it's not a scene safe, don't go there. So a lot of our nurses, young nurses, are being scared to join the workforce because of the news that they see about violence, and as well as a lot of our foreign international workforce also, who does not know what are the resources they have. So thank you, Dr. Kennedy, so much for doing all your work. So if you are watching this live, if you're watching this on a, you know, replay, please scan this. I have tried using different platform where I can sign and support the bill, but this one will, you know, will not even take you like 30 seconds to do.
I'm doing it right now.
And for me, I think the compliance, a lot of our nurses would like to support, but they're lost. How are we going to support? And then when you send them the link and they're scared, oh, there's too much things to ask. And I don't know who is my representative. And it kind of like backs them out to join because they said, oh, this is too much work. I don't even have time to eat my lunch break. I take my lunch break. So again, this is one of the most efficient. I am personally lazy in a way that I try to look for ways to make things easy. But when I did the scan that Jennifer sent me through LinkedIn, I said, whoa, this is as easy as that. And I think all nurses can bond together to say, yes, we need safety right now. And I think it's best to come together and all agree that and bond together that we need safety implemented on the federal level. It should not be a state by state. Public safety is universal.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kennedy. And do you have your words for our international nurses?
Yeah.
Our what do you call this one? whole nurses, right? I mean, our local nurses, our new nurses, international nurses, foreign nurses that are coming to the United States work, U.S. workforce, you know, to make them feel that they are, we are working our best to provide safety for all. Any last words?
Yeah, no, at ANA, our mission literally and figuratively is to lead and shape the future of nursing and healthcare. And we aim to extend this, of course, to everyone. But I want you to know that, like, your contributions to the community, nursing and healthcare are unchallenged. You serve the needs of diverse patients and populations, both clinical and non-clinical settings, all while confronting all of these issues. And so, you know, we proudly and unapologetically celebrate the nurses, you know, who do all of this work every single day. Your skills, your knowledge, your expertise, your courage and dedication, to nursing and to nurses is, you know, evident in every aspect of healthcare. And so thank you so much for everything that you do every single day. And sometimes there's those good days and that there are those bad days. But, thank you for saying, and, you know, there's a lot of resources out there to help us move forward and for you to be a part of helping us to make nursing an amazing, continue to make it an amazing profession.
Thank you so much. And hope everybody will utilize ANA website and go to nursingworld.org. They will have information there. I have used, and actually it's my first time to join Maryland Nurse Association.
Nice
week, and where I met finally Dr. Katie Boston Leary. She's a wealth of knowledge and a great resource for all of us. Mm-hmm. She's doing a great job in terms of the staffing crisis that we have here in the United States and globally. Thank you so much, ANA. Thank you very much, Dr. Kennedy, for joining us today, and happy Mother's Day and enjoy your week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Jennifer. Nice meeting you.
Meeting you as well. Bye.
So we're going to continue our DNP, and we are very lucky that she actually accepted our invite for a short
Mass
time.
Meaning, very honored. Right?
Very honored. And at least we have a welcome for our international nurses, no other than our ANA president. Exactly. Like I said, they are doing a lot of work, and I kudos to those people who's doing a great job. So as for me, we were talking about this professional organization last weekend, right? Mm-hmm. We always say, keep your ears open when you try to attend those nursing organizations.
Conventions, right?
Conventions. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be a member. Just seek for yourself. Try to attend what they're doing. Sometimes, a majority of their events are actually free anyway.
True.
So, member or not, you can actually join and see what they're doing. As for me, I'm very picky in who the organization that I join, and I will definitely join if I think my values align to what I'm doing. And it's nothing wrong to check on different organizations. It's not like you're like shopping, right? You're not shopping. You're trying to see which one it will fit which organization fits your values most. And of course, it comes with time commitment. And
we have to learn. We have to, involve ourselves. Being a nurse doesn't stop work, hospital, or nursing home, or OR. You have to enrich yourself. Connections, networking. Like what I said 9 years ago when I arrived in New York, I was I joined ANA Earth or ARN because I want to know how's the nursing in the U.S., what they can offer. Now, the other new immigrant nurses are telling me, Mama, it's American Nurses Association. It's for Americans only. Hello, later, you're going to be an American too, and you are here in America to work.
Yeah.
Before you advocate for your patient, please advocate for yourself. And these organizations are here to help us, to advocate for us. You know, so please join, learn more about your rights and your advocacy. Like what I said, most of them are free. And now webinars are available. Hey, I sign up for almost every hour webinar, even 40 minutes or an hour of your time.
Yes, and there are a lot of podcasts are out there by these organizations. One thing that I listen about is the leadership webinars, and a podcast. Even like 20 minutes, you will gain a lot of information. And one thing I like about nursing and our profession is there's always learning opportunities. Right. And that's how we will grow. Mm-hmm. And even though we don't, we, you know, it's not a matter if you like the person or you like the organization or not, but it's what are the content that they're delivering out there, right? Yeah. There's a lot of people saying, oh, I don't like
you,
that.
Yeah. Right? How you know? It can help you be a better nurse and be a better person, not just a nurse, of new learning, like what I said. Hey, how long have you been a nurse? I've been a nurse for 20 years. And every time I listen to this podcast or end webinar, I was like, oh, wow, really? We have something like that? So never-ending learning, especially like we came from the Philippines. I mean, back home, going out really big into those conferences, seminars, or now we have webinars.
Yes, and I recommend a lot of nurses, international nurses, and new nurses. Overall, if you do have plans or set your goals to be, you know, coming up the ladder, these are great resources for you. Mm-hmm. You will find mentors in this organization. Yes. And as for me, I was always in my shell. Like, and you know, we were traveling nurses. We really don't care about what's going on.
Yes, we were like in and out, like, you know, not my problem, your problem.
Yeah, right? We always have that mentality, like, oh, I can, you know, I'm, you know, not my job, you know, not my job. And then one day you will realize the way that we think that not my job, it kind of like really makes things worse.
Yeah.
But I understand also a lot of people, they said they're frustrated that they've raised concerns many times to their leadership and they are not being heard. Gonna tell you right now, I was in your position and I just keep my mouth shut, right? When, you know, when I'm not being asked of it. But I said, if I want to change, then I have to change my own mindset. Again, if you want change right now, you will have to change, the change has to start from you.
From you have
to change your mindset. So yes, you cannot do anything right now because of your position. But later on, when you're in the position, there might be opportunities for you to create changes. And with your network and with your, I would say, small circle or big circle of friends, together you can bond together to create a change. And for me, the great thing that I have done is finding key people who share the same values as me, like Anna, Paul, and our Lefora family, Lefora admins, as well as those different organizations, like I said, like in Alliance. In Alliance, we have a lot of leaders who are, you know, who have voices of the same, I would say, wavelength as mine. And as well as the Philippine Nurse Association Human Rights Committee, I have so much respect for them, as well as the people from Sonciel, Innovation, Technology. Again, HIMSS, those are, for me, certain key people in those organizations that I do not really belong. But I said, I'm going to take time to see what they're doing and join them. And then I said, I like what they're doing, you know, because if I'm going to rely my decision to join an organization by hearsay, she say, hearsay,
it's not gonna work. Your friends, right? My friends or by your call, we're the same Filipino, I'm gonna join this only because, you know, or my kababayan. Please don't try to be open-minded.
Be open-minded and try it. Again, you don't need to be members of those organizations. All you need to do is try to attend those. I personally just joined it. I paid the non-membership fee.
Yeah.
Non-member fee, and it was only like $30, and it's not like that I did not consume that $30, right? So there was an event here in Maryland, and they had that $30, and it comes with free dinner, of course, and the webinar and CEs. Since I was, of course, keeping my CE hours because of the 1 hour CE.
Our CNOR, we have right? So being a member of an organization have a lot of benefits. You're learning, you're networking, and then you can use it as your CE hour, right? So win-win. All you have to do is pay a little amount of money and time and effort.
Yeah, and it's called, for me, it's called investment. Anything I gain something that I will gain something, but I paid a little bit, but the return is very high. It's called investment for me. So when you put a little time and put a little extra financial resources on it, and it comes multiple folds, I think that's a great investment. A lot of people think like, okay, what's the best investment? I know for me, education is the best investment. Right, Anna? Exactly. I mean, you know, if you don't know where you're putting your money, then it's not the best investment. That's called a disaster investment. Again, but if you know what you will return, I mean, what you will get after you put your money, and it's called education and learning and wisdom, and you get mentors too. That is called investment. And you also build relationship onto this, leadership people. Mm-hmm. And talking to leadership people is not only for people who have goals to be on leadership roles.
True.
You know, we are our own leader in our own special way, in our own little way, right? We have families, we have friends, mm-hmm. and sometimes we will, you know, be in a position that challenging situation for our family and friends. And if you have those leadership skills as well, then all of you together, you can bring all your family and friends together in a higher level. That's how I feel it. You know,
I just want to share how I landed my first OR nursing job since I work in a nursing home in home care, right? And then a conference in Manhattan in Marriott Hotel, my very first AORN conference, and I was on the table. I was shy. I looked down on myself because there are people came from different AORN, state, Maryland, New Jersey, and most of them are managers, directors, and assistant director. And one of the director approached me, "Hey, are you Filipino? Are you an OR nurse? I bet you're an OR nurse." And I said, "Yes, but right now I'm in a nursing home, but I want to see how OR works in the US." And you know what, Clay? She offered me a job and maybe a sign-on bonus. That's how I landed my first hospital OR hospital job. Networking, do not be shy. Do not look down on yourself. Like, you know how we are. I'm just a nurse. You know, I'm running out of English.
Nurse, right? That's what I always say. I'm just a nurse. And when you're surrounded with doctors for us, like doctors, surgeons, and anesthesiologists, it's like, no, actually, we're not just a nurse. We are a nurse that coordinates with different levels of care providers. You know, so, you know, we take out one piece, that whole thing will collapse. You know, it cannot be. Everybody's very important. So good thing that you mentioned that you said that you're shy. These are called, signs of imposter syndrome. I got to call out one of our viewers, Luis Casavega. Thank you for reminding us that it is Mental Health Awareness Month too. And it is very important that a lot of our nurses, international nurses that come to a new country, they're not only dealing with transition problem to, clinical transition. They're also transitioning or going through a challenge called cultural and mental health challenges. When it comes to being separated from their families from afar, they question themselves, you know, is this the right thing for me and my family? Is this worth the sacrifice? And a lot of them are single parents, and then they choose to leave their kids behind with their bigger family so they can focus on their work here in the United States. So a lot of our foreign nurses would come in with challenges when it comes to depression, signs of imposter syndrome, like they're not, you know, they don't feel they're worth it, or they don't feel enough, or they just don't have that confidence. They said like, "Oh, I'm not sure if this is for me. I don't feel, I don't feel enough for this job." And it's saying that I have bad luck. Like, that's what I felt when I started here in the United States. Like, you know, and just like bad luck. And I said, I just don't have belief in myself, questioning if my decisions were right. So again, there is a lot of mental challenges that we will have to go through as international nurses in the US and new nurses. So again, today, thank you, Luis, for reminding us that mental health awareness is today, May.
We're also celebrating it. Yep. Thank you, Luis.
Yes, and it's very important that Dr. Kennedy highlighted the importance of the professional organization's work. Like ANA has their mental health
program. We have a lot of programs. Okay, if you're going to check them website, once in a while, especially I love their journals. and their magnet pathway, their evolution, their events. I like those things.
Yeah, they have, if you hear Magnet Hospital, this is ANA's program called Magnet ANCC. So for me, if I am looking for a hospital, then, I mean, for me as a patient, right? If I'm looking for a hospital where I want to stay, I probably will choose a hospital that has magnet designations. Mm-hmm. So again, magnet designation is a tool to identify those hospitals who are giving the best care, with a certain criteria. But there is also one that is called Pathway for Excellence. And this is the new one, right? And the director there is, one of the director is Christine Pabico, which is also she's Filipino, like us, right? So
you can invite her one time, eh?
I will. I have. But she's very busy because she's also the president of the Philippine Nurse Association for Maryland and D.C. Mm. And I talked with her, and they had this program for Filipino nurses coming to the United States. I think it's open not only to the Filipino nurses, but it's open to anyone coming to the United States, helping them transition to the United States, not only clinical, but as well as cultural transition. Mm-hmm. So for me, I think we should also do financial transition. These are overwhelming. Yes. Yep. Imagine how much was your salary before, Anna, in the Philippines per hour?
In a month, I only earn $200 in a month. Okay,
$200 in a month. We're the same, actually. I earn $150 a month back home.
We work in a city in Manila, right? So
yeah, and that's in the city. Exactly, it's not even.
Tell me about it. Okay, how do we survive this year?
So financial transition is very important because, again, there is a different level of financial responsibilities when you come to the United States. So these are all the things that, you know, that an international nurse would have to go through when they come here to the US. And it's overwhelming. And you'll need to report to work in 1 week. You're not even adjusted to the time zone that the body clock is still not there. So
you will have a jet lag coming from 18-hour travel from the Philippines.
Yeah, and have you heard about that? Like, a lot of international nurses come and they are asked to report like in the third day.
Yeah, I heard about those. I might be busy with my school because of my symptoms this past few weeks. And I'm sorry for not replying, but yes, I am aware of those. And we're not so happy, like you said, your mental health is collapsing. And it's sad because you have to make a living, you have to earn money, at the same time, you have to, show up for your work.
So there is there's a lot of programs out there. The first place that I would recommend a lot of international nurses, when you are still applying for a job, you don't only look at your hourly rate offer. Mm-hmm. They don't only look at that. For me, I would recommend having first a job offer with your hourly rate. Mm-hmm. Okay. The second is the sample of benefits. Okay. Employer benefits. And the third is I have to make sure that I have the agency benefits. Who's processing my documents, right? What are the things that I will have to pay and what are the things they have to pay? So make sure that anyone who's signing a new contract to the United States, you should have those three different things in your hand. Again, the job offer with your rate. Number two, what are the sample benefits at your workplace? And number three is the benefits of your agency who's processing your immigration documents. And why is this important? As like Louis said, mental health is very important. Mental health awareness month, right? It is very overwhelming and very mentally challenging when you have to deal with problems from the start of the signing of the contract. Now you have to deal with problems of immigration. Then you have to deal the problem of, you know, of being overwhelmed on the first day here. And then we're not even talking about the workplace.
Yeah. What and you don't have any experience working, right? Another layer of mental health issues.
So it's overwhelming. And what happens now, a lot of our new nurses, would start a job in the United States, and that's their last thread. And a lot of employers are saying, okay, why some of these nurses would leave? And I tell them, maybe that's their last thread. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. They probably went through a difficult or challenging situation about their agency. They went through a challenging situation with the immigration processing. They went through many challenges upon onboarding here in the United States. And that is, you know, their last thread. They said, this is it. I'm here, and, you know, they're feeling like they're being discriminated, they're being harassed. But those discrimination and harassment has been going on from the start of the journey anyway, right? And this is their last thread. So, but again, but if you have resources, like for us, like Lefora, Filipino Nurses to US is there, you can always go to our group, to our Facebook group, and ask for what are the available resources for us. And the resources that we have in Lefora is from the time of contract review, contract signing, job employment, you know, recruiter finding, we will have resources for you. Lefora is not an organized or, you know, registered organization, but we are just a bunch of volunteers. And so it is very important to know the resources from the start of your journey. Again, all the way from finding employers and recruiters, all the way to the end after you arrive in the United States. What are the resources that you have so you can survive those challenges in different aspects of the process or different parts of the journey, right?
But Louise, let me remind you guys, in the aura, like Clay was saying earlier, be very careful also in pushing where you vent or ask for help or go for claiming like they are mentors or claiming that they are financial advisor, but they're really not. Go to those person who doesn't sugar cold, really fair or like me, like, you know, like my story, I never sugar cold. I tell my story, I failed my IELTS, I've been through a lot. So pay all the admins. We are brutally frank, but with a heart.
It is. For me, I like to, you know, keep my ears open. So if I am like trying to look for resources and there are two different people saying the different things, right? And I will say, it said Happy Mother's Day. Look at that. Coca Solis Vladimir, Happy Mother's Day. Thank you. You bossed me. You caught my attention. So
my husband is sleeping, so he can't do it.
So I'm saying is you have to listen. Why is this person saying the other way? And then why is this person saying the other way? Right? So you will hear that from different people. I mean, they have different opinion to things. Keep your ears open to both. And that's how I learn. And like I said, the organizations will say different things, but then the people will say different things. But for me, I like to see for myself what is the difference. And then I use my own critical thinking and research as well and decide what's best for me. Because again, people will say opinion that is best for them. And it's not a one size fits all. So
exactly.
Yeah, Nurses Week special. Anna, do you have anything going on in your hospital? What have you done so far
for the Nurses Week? Well, like you said, we're no longer traveling nurse, so we belong now. So we are now involved. I am now involved organizing all of this happening. Even if I work nights, we have a lot of, you know, free food, freebies, freebies, makeup, and, you know, massage and everything. And I miss this place. Have you missed it? I've been traveling for 5 years, and during those 5 years, I felt like I go belong. Like, oh, Happy Nurses Week. All of the staff nurse have a cookie or something. Meanwhile, me, if I'm a traveler, I earn more. I don't have anything.
Exactly. Yeah, and they're gonna say and they're gonna say, oh, you're the contract nurse, right? So
you
don't get anything. You don't get anything because you're the contract nurse. I'm like, wait, what? So you know that this is a good thing that we mentioned, like you feel belonging in your organization that you're at. A lot of our international nurses come to the United States under staffing companies.
True.
Okay, under staffing companies, and they don't get the same benefits. as the counterpart who's working in that hospital. So I would like to
I came from a staffing agency.
Yeah, I've been a staffing agent
in
years to seven. So I'd like to call the attention of a lot of our nursing organization, a lot of our nursing leadership and management. When you have a contract nurse in your unit, you know, they come, you needed them. You asked for their help. Mm-hmm. You asked for their help. They didn't beg for you to, so they will come there, right? I just want to call those leadership in the front lines to consider your decision that you ask for these people to come and help. And they come, right? You ask your higher management to bring you more help. And the higher management approved that job. Mm-hmm. And all I ask is, if a new nurse who's from the staffing company will arrive, I hope and I call for, you know, fairness. Treat them equally as you would treat your staff. Because I have experienced it to myself, too, that, you know, that, hey, you're the contract nurse, you should do more. And then when it comes to nursing week, like, oh, you're not entitled to this. I totally understand and get it. That they're not part of your budget for those nursing week, but they come to help, and it's just sad that you're gonna discriminate them just for a simple thing like that. And it will actually show. It will actually show, because if the staff will learn that they're discriminating the contract nurses, the staff will now have a feeling that what kind of management that we have.
Exactly. That's why you won't have enough staff.
Yeah, it's going to fire back. Trust me. And I have seen so many of that. And I've seen so many. So again, this is International Nurses Week, and the hospitals that are receiving staffing agency nurses from international, please don't treat them differently.
Yes,
you know, definitely. The government, the U.S. government asked for them for the help, right? You've seen everywhere, like, you know, staffing shortage, we need help. And the help now is there. And I think it's very important that we appreciate the help that's being given to us. You know, even as frontliners, we don't need to be in leadership to appreciate those people who help.
Every time I hear that we have someone coming in, even if it's not Filipino or whatever nationality, and they came from agency or staffing, you know, I treat them better, more than my staff. Because I was once like them. I know how it feels, you know.
And we have to be sensitive in a lot of our actions towards our international nursing workforce coming to the United States, because they're going through a lot at the beginning. Oh, Paul, just perfect. We're leaving.
Bye, Paul.
Sorry. I was going to say hi to everyone. I'm not feeling good, but I don't think I could miss this show even if I was late. But hi to everyone. Happy Nurses Week. Sorry about that.
All of you are feeling well.
We thank you for joining us and saying hi. At least you greet them, you know, Happy International Nurses Week, right? So, so Paul, thank you for joining us despite your, you know, you're not feeling well. And Anna, I know you we're having like some technical problem with your internet earlier as well.
Oh my god, I was asking myself, the other night we have this biryani slightly, and now we have fog, and now we have
moderator, just one last time, can we display the QR code where a lot of nurses, our viewers, can join? Thank you so much for that. So again, when you do that scan me, it will lead you to the bill that's being introduced by our American Nurse Association to protect the welfare of the workforce. You know, this is a bill that is they're trying to push for OSHA, which is our occupational health, right? Federal level organization that is protecting the welfare.
Federal, right? Imagine. Yes.
So it is high time that, you know, the best gift I think we will give our nurses is the gift of feeling safe at work. You know, one thing out that we're going to be safe when we come to work, and we're not going to be scared to be assaulted. So please, 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 I encourage everyone to to join, scan this. I mean, not joining, but, you know, support it. When you support it, it automatically generates, what do you call this one? If you put your zip code, it automatically generates an email that is going to send to your lawmakers, to where you are. So I actually did it. I already got a response from my lawmaker here in Maryland. and it's so quick. And I said, if we all do this together, like all the 5 million nurses do this, this is going to take off quick. So again, calling all those nurses here in the United States, please support that. And not only nurses, but I would say all healthcare workforce. That can be PT, OT, med tech, right? CNAs, LPNs, all our allied healthcare professionals. Please support this. I would rarely, you know, be engaged in those policies, but this one will definitely be a game changer for all of us. Mm-hmm. Again, please check this out. It's very easy. It will not take you 30 seconds to do it. Trust me. All right. Paul, last words for our viewers for this Nurses Week and International Nurses Day.
And
Mother's Day, yes.
Well, apologies for coming in late, but I just want to say hi to everybody. Really not feeling good. I wasn't sure if I could go in front of the camera because I'm a little dizzy still. But I just want to greet everybody a happy Nurses Week. Thank you for all the nurses that are doing their best for their patients, community, and to their families. Thank you for all you do, guys. We know how hard it is to be a nurse. As far as physical, mental, and socially, and emotionally. Sometimes we come home, we're drained, we have nothing else to offer to our families, but thank you for all your sacrifices. We've seen through the pandemic, right, how important nurses are truly in the healthcare system. That if we take out nurses from the equation, the healthcare system would definitely crumble. So thank you, everybody, for being just as you are. Thank you for coming into work every day and showing up. You know, there's a very bad shortage and we're still advocating for improvements in ratios and more nurses at the bedside. We're also advocating for improvement in workplace environment, and that includes reducing workplace violence, workplace abuse. So this is what American Nurses Association is fighting for. I would love to personally thank Jennifer and ANA for supporting the show. I wasn't really able to come in because I was really dizzy this morning. I woke up at 7 a.m., but I don't think I would look nice in the camera if I was dizzy, right?
You need rest, Paul. You need to take a break.
Too hard.
I think it's honestly, it's probably sinusitis. I feel like there's pressure in my head, but that's from working from urgent care, right? But anyway, thank you to also to our followers, to our audience for coming through every week and listening to our show. We have so much more to offer. Two more weeks before the officially for me Nurses Month will end, so we're gonna make the most out of it. We're probably gonna give out raffle. We weren't able to do it this week because it was my responsibility, but I was really sick for the last few days, so I was just hibernating and keeping to myself. But like I promised, we are going to do raffle in the next couple of shows. So please join us in the next couple of shows. Thank you to my co-hosts Anna and Kay. Mm-hmm. Happy Nurses Week and happy Mother's Day as well.
Thank you for
being here week after week, even if I don't have a perfect attendance. But thank you everyone for those who are watching. Luis, thank you for joining us on LinkedIn today.
Yeah, we'll say thank you to Melvin Diacaria. There's a Rainier. Thanks for joining us. Clint, thank you for joining us. Vladimir Coca Solis, thank you for the greetings. Like you said, I'm just reading the comments right now. Luis said 100%. When I was a manager, I even asked my traveler schedule preference. They are legit giving us the help we need in the department to thrive. Thank you so much, Luis, for being, you know, fair and, you know, fair and ethical leader into our
for
nurses.
Taking care of our nurses. Yeah.
Yes. And Harvey, that's good to see you, Paul. Hello, Harvey. Louis said, talking about agencies, I think not all agencies are billed the same. The agency I'm currently working with take care of me more than any other hospitals they have done before. Yes, thank you. Yes, correct, Louise. There are a lot of good agencies out there, and I can attest to that. I have worked with more than 40 agencies, and there are great ones in there. And we need to highlight them. We need to give them a shout out. We need to uplift all those agencies, staffing companies that are doing the right thing. And that's the only way, you know, the good will prevail. If we are supporting each other, the good ones. Okay. Anna, last words.
Well, you felt everything, but again, I'm going to say thank you coming to Zetloga or Jennifer for, you know, being with us. We know how busy she is, especially with advocacy. I am so grateful for you, Clay, for bringing her over. And I hope all will feel better because, you know, it's really hard when you're not eating well and you have to show up, right? Well, I know how you feel. Feel better, please. So we have 2 more weeks remaining in May. Please don't forget, we have 2 more weeks, 2 more Sundays, and we were not going to let end the nursing month without a raffle. And a lot of people are asking about me. So please stand by next week, Sunday. What is Sunday? Oh my God, time runs so fast. May 19th, a Sunday. Ooh, Mula, all about the money, money, part of mental health.
Yeah, money talk for nurses. Exactly. It's one of the most uncomfortable topic to talk about. Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of nurses are not, again, not comfortable because it's something that we don't have that much information. And healthcare providers are one of the most financially illiterate. And I didn't make this up. This is actually on the surveys out there that healthcare providers are the least financially literate people, but then the number one spending of America is healthcare. So I'm like, you know, we need to connect those dots. Healthcare in the United States is not universal. So definitely, I therefore conclude that we really need to understand what is healthcare in the United States means, and that means we also be financially literate and business savvy. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Join us next week.
Yep. Next week, I hope all you feel better. We need more expertise when it comes to money, you and Clay.
We're going to have a special guest. We're going to announce it.
Yeah, I'm very good in spending, so you know the deal there. Paul is going to be good in saving. So
you have Paul is an Excel spreadsheet. I am the paper and pen guy lately, and you, all about numbers.
So see you guys. Have a wonderful Sunday. You. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers, and happy International Nurse Day. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Paul. Bye, Nurse A. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Godwell. Have a good night.